Have a seat. All right. Everybody look up here. Whoa. Have a seat. Now listen, this weekend we had a really neat thing at our church. We had a pickleball tournament, and we had the pickleball tournament for a couple reasons. Number one, we wanted to play pickleball all day long. On Friday night and all day Saturday, and so the way that we were able to do that was have a tournament. But there was a bigger reason. Everybody look up here. There's a bigger reason that we had the pickleball tournament. It was to raise money for our trip to the Dominican Republic this summer. And, hey, Zach, turn around here. Look, come over here. Come over here. All right, now listen up here. Sit down right here. Thank you. You're my assistant. Look at me. All right. So we raised $1,200 for the Dominican playing pickleball. Now, there's one thing that is essential that you have to be able to win at pickleball. And I want you to tell me what it is. Is this it, Mookie? Do you have to have shoes to win pickleball?
No.
No? You're right. You have some shoes like that? You don't? It's not the shoes. Sit down, bud.
It's in B.
Look up here. I'm going to show you what it is. This is the thing you have to have.
Those are in B.
Yeah. Look at this.
Pickleball paddle.
Pickleball paddle. If you do not have a pickleball paddle, can you say that with me? Everybody listen. Pickleball paddle. On three. One, two, three. Pickleball paddle. Okay. If you don't have one of these in your hand, you can't win. And even if you have one in your hand, you sometimes don't win. Some people know that this morning. But here's what I want you to understand. Listen to me. Watch my lips. A pickleball racket in the hand of a player is like a Bible in the hand of a Christian. Everybody listen. The reason is that your Bible is the thing that you have to have in your hand to be able to win in your battle against sin. Jesus, I was reading this last week in Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was being tempted by the devil. Look up here, scoot back over. He was being tempted by the devil. And the devil would come and tempt him, and each time he was tempted, he would quote scripture to the devil. And eventually, Satan left him alone because he used the Bible as his weapon. Listen to what it says in Ephesians 6:17. It says, "And take the sword of the Spirit." Everybody know what a sword is?
Yes.
"Which is the Word of God." It's the Bible. So as Christians, we have to use the Bible in our battle against Satan, okay? That's why you need to read and you need to listen, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they understand how important it is to read your word, to come to Sunday school, and to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.